And I couldn't believe it. 1980, 81, we lost, there was 1,306 employees in the Berkeley pit. I couldn't, you know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And the 2 years, 81, we lost $65 million. 82, we lost $35 million. And then in 83, we only worked 6 months and made $7 million, huh? But we just started cutting back. I don't know where it came from, all this stuff and that. And so I was, a lot of people don't believe this, but it's true. That I was the one that was saying, we got to shut the mine down. It wasn't Denver. Here, as I said, we got to shut the mine down. And there's four or five things that had to be done. The taxes were way out of kilter. The environmental issues are becoming more and more. And even Tommy the Commie from Billings was proposing a 35% severance tax. Then we had the Hard Rock impact and taxes and gross proceeds when we built, you know, we'd sell our copper, but they'd value it at the price that it was in the car in Butte. But that copper had to go to a smelter to Japan or wherever and get refined and transportation and everything. But the price that they would, or the taxes, they were gross proceeds out of Butte, not net proceeds. So, and then there was the environmental issues and contracts with Montana Power and smelting and refining contracts. So we just started laying off. And 10%, you know, cut here, 10% there. And like I said, we made, by the time we shut down, finally they told, the agreement was that we had shut down at the end of the contract in 83, June 30th. And we'd be down for a year to try to take care of this. Atlantic Richfield was going to start the molybdenum mine down in Nevada to supply the contracts in Europe on that part of it, huh? So so that's where we went. And finally they did. And so we shut down 83 with the idea we'd, in 84 we'd go back to work and have a lot of this. Well, guess what? Atlantic Richfield decided that they're getting out of mining completely. They had enough. And probably the biggest thorn then, probably their biggest worry was Butte was already down. So they booked $1 billion to get out of the mining business. And then then a week later, they upped it to $1.1 billion, so they threw another $100 million in there, huh? So they want to get out of business. So there we are, 83, you know, and we try to, all of a sudden, we're not trying to solve the problems, we're trying to sell the mine.